Jan Shepherd was here this last weekend from Insight Madison, from the Abagiri monastery tradition, which is really lovely. And one of the things she talked about was the refuges, which in the traditional teaching, the triple gem is taking shelter in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. And you know, on an exterior level, you could look at it as the historical Buddha, the person, you know, the human being who awoke fully, in the Dhamma as the teachings and all the suttas that we have, and in the Sangha, in what you're seeing right here, you know, our fellow people who are on the same path with us, noble friends and noble conversation. And she also talked, you could look at it as an inner force of that inner wisdom we all have, you know, of what we take refuge in the Dhamma, seeing things as they actually are, and understanding that when we see things in a way that is stressful, it's because there's a perceptive filter that's distorting it. And the Sangha is just looking at our inner goodness and beauty. And you know, that just seemed, and as I listened to it yesterday, it was beautifully given. It led me to a reflection of, well, what is it that I trust in myself? You know, what do I fall back on? What is it that I absolutely trust? And it doesn't come out quite the way of the triple gem for me. Is what I trust is something my practice nourishes, which is the connection in myself to that which is beyond my ego-identified personality. There's something bigger, vaster than that is there, and I trust that connection, and that's the whole of my path. And then I thought about what's even more interesting to be talked about when we talked about where we what we trust is what my practice has taught me not to trust, which has actually been equally valuable. And so I was thinking, what is it I no longer trust because of my practice? And one of the things I no longer trust is when I get triggered. You know how when something triggers you and an emotional intensity comes up that is just longing for resolution to feel better? Do something. Make this better. This is really real. Do you know that feeling? I've learned not to trust that outflow, because when I do, then it leads to another level of anxiety or irritation. And that, you know, you keep putting your foot in your mouth, so to speak. The more you follow that, so I no longer trust the force of triggering, even as compelling and real as it comes up for all of us. Another thing I've learned not to trust is that voice in your head. You know what I'm talking about? That voice that argues and comments and opinionates and judges. I've learned not to trust that. I mean, it still comes up. And sometimes it's like, no, this is really real. But I know not to trust it. And the third thing I've learned not to trust is my narrative about things, my story about things. For example, about 6 or 7 years ago, there was a division that came up in my family in the last couple of years of illness of one of our parents as they were dying. You know, about the typical thing that happens where siblings don't like what each other is doing, and there's a lot of conflict, and it left a division in the family. And the narrative is, yeah, this person said this, and hurtful things were done, and this and that. That's what I mean by a narrative. The narrative of your last relationship breakup or what's happening at your job. I no longer trust that narrative because it keeps me frozen in place. It's just suffering. So I've learned not to trust those things. And I think that's been as valuable to me as what I've learned to trust. So what I'd like to ask you to do, and then to come back and share this, is I'd like you to break into just with one other person. And I'd like you to take for a moment, what is it you've learned not to trust through your practice? Or to just look very carefully at before you go down the rabbit hole with it. What have you learned? We sometimes call those unskillful or unwholesome. What have you learned that's unskillful or unwholesome? You don't trust it. And what is it that you've learned to trust in yourself?